Hello, I'm Nanadra.
Hi, I'm Abnam.
And we're two hearts in a pod.
Okay, Abnam. Qu'est-ce qui se passe? What are we doing today?
Today, I'm just looking at what I've been reading. But anyway, we are going to continue a recap on Love is Blind.
Yes.
Phew. I've been through it.
Imagine how they feel.
Hey. And yesterday I saw a video on Aaliyah's page that just left me flabbergasted.
Wait, is it the one you shared with us?
No, I don't think. Like, I was dazed, so I don't think I shared it.
Oh, gosh. What happened?
We'll build up to it. So let's go back
to... You're more than the producers of Love is Blind. You build up to it, eh?
They should hire me. Hey!
Honestly.
Hey, I'm feeling stressed, cry, remember?
I'm not here to tire me.
Let me see if it's still there. Is it still there? Is it still there? Hey, like when she posted the pet, then I saw it.
And but how you follow her on Instagram? I haven't even found any of their pages.
I'm going to follow her.
Yet.
Why? And comments are done. Like you can't comment. You can't comment
good.
On this.
She's
video.
Locked all of you out.
You can't comment. So we are all just sitting here like, what? What?
Good.
What? Okay, so Friday.
Good.
So you've watched all the episodes now.
Yeah, I have. New ones come out tomorrow.
Oh, thank God. But after what I saw today, I'm like, I don't really care what happens anymore.
Okay, Abna, now I can't wait. Let's build up to it fast, please.
Okay. So we got to see Uche and Aaliyah talk, and
yeah,
the
restaurant.
It seemed like they broke up. And Uche on his Instagram did ask me any question, and people asked, you know, like what happened with him and Aaliyah, and he revealed that what we saw was not what happened, and that's an actual
what
fact.
What actually happened?
He ended up asking her out again, and they decided to date.
So that's very weird for me. Why would the Netflix team leave us thinking that they broke up?
I said to make it, exciting.
More dramatic.
More dramatic.
Because then he seemed like such a bitter person when he went to try and break up Milton and Lydia.
Yeah.
But now even more confused, because if it worked out with him and... Aaliyah, what does it serve him going to have that confrontation with Lydia and then trying to pull Milton aside to tell him she didn't have the good intentions? It still makes him seem a bit bitter.
Yeah, it does. So I don't know if they put him up to it or it doesn't make sense.
Oh, they for sure did. Those evil producers, they for sure did.
Yeah, they probably showed him what she said. And he felt like, no, I need to set the record straight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
And they must have warned her that he was going to come and speak to her.
So there was that one too. And it's so funny how everybody has different perspectives on who is the quote unquote bad guy.
Everybody, like the cast members?
No, viewers. I went go on this on social media.
Right.
There's one side that's saying Uche, yes, he reacted badly to Aaliyah's confession. However, he was mature enough to come back and apologize. And that those who are like, no, red flag. I feel like
red flag, yeah.
Hey. No, but like, and you know the crazy thing? What pains me is people on social media yelling red flag over the smallest things. go and look at the kinds of toxic relationships they are in.
That's the thing. And if you follow them and then you break up your relationship, now you are miserable.
Yes. Yes. It happens a lot. It happens a lot. Anyway, so that was the major... I mean, that was the highlight for me. I didn't really care about Izzy and Stacey. Milton and Lydia, I'm waiting to see what will happen when they meet his side of the family.
His family.
But I really liked Izzy's brother. He was so cool, calm, very welcoming.
Izzy's? You mean Lydia's brother?
Yes, Lydia's brother. Lydia's brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's very...
Seems like a very nice guy. And I'm like, hey, nice he's person. Had to deal with these two crazy women all his life. Look bless at how him, calm know, he is. Right? Yeah.
He was funny when he was translating for Milton.
Yes, yes, yes.
When Milton's mom was speaking, Lydia's mom was speaking Spanish.
Yeah. And then the part where he was like, when she's pregnant, we are going on a cruise for
a year long holiday.
A year long cruise. We won't be here to suffer with you. Because Lydia is
I really
a
like
lot.
Lydia and Milton's relationship. She's dramatic, but it seems like they get along so surprisingly so well.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting them to have this level of chemistry and
chemistry, like, maturity with each just other. Goofing off.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think it's the way it's edited because I feel like maybe she harps on the age thing too much. Mm-hmm. But then he doesn't seem at all offended and he just calls her old and instead like they laugh about it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yes. This is just their vibe.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Mm-hmm. And then Izzy made what's her name cry. He made Johnny cry. And then
Izzy. Izzy, you see, now she's showing her true colors. She's actually a witch.
Who, Johnny?
You said you thought she was a sweetheart. No, Izzy.
No, Izzy is a guy. Izzy is the bald
No, not Izzy,
guy.
Sorry. I was thinking of Stacey, sorry. Yeah.
Izzy's conversation with Johnny.
Stacey flies at night. But Izzy's conversation with Johnny felt very unnecessary.
Very, very unnecessary. I'm like, what is the point of this conversation?
What's the point? Yeah. It's either the producers are just again or like he just wanted to make her feel badly about herself. I'm happy that she and what's his name, Chris.
Yeah.
I thought that Chris had dodged the bullets, but clearly they discussed it enough and decided that they wanted to give it a shot.
Yeah.
So good for them.
Yeah. Anyway, so I don't know if I should say what I saw on Aaliyah's page.
Say it, girl.
It's a spoiler, people, so you can...
Spoiler alert.
Close your...
She puts on her page, and she spoils it for all of us.
Huh. So, I noticed first clue. Hey, look at me on so... Anyway. She had a ring, an engagement ring.
Okay.
A cute one.
She posted one.
Like, in... She had a picture... And you know, it showed
okay.
Let me see if I am I there. Yes, I'm on her page now.
Oh my god, do you just live there? Is there a campsite around her page where you just relax?
27th September. Oh, you can't see it, can you?
Is it so? The hand that's down is the one that has a ring on.
No, the one that's up,
the one she's holding. I wonder if she's even allowed to do that considering her contract with Netflix and everything.
I don't know what these people are doing. I don't know what they are doing.
So you think she's engaged to Uche?
That's the plot twist. She posted a reel of her and another guy. And she's
what?
Like, the caption is, my king.
It's not Uche. Uche is not a king.
It's not Uche.
Gasp.
But remember that they filmed this good over a year ago. They filmed
I
all
this filmed
over
this
a year ago.
Earlier this year. Like, I thought it was in March this year or something.
No.
Because, you know, the Brett and Tiffany season, they filmed it a year ago. So this year when they released it was their first anniversary. So maybe they filmed it a few months after they filmed Brett and Tiffany's season.
Yes. Because
which means that those who got married have been married almost a year as well.
Exactly. And so it looks like it didn't work out with Uche. And Aaliyah has found her man. And he looks like, remember how I was like, Uche looks very straight-laced, you know, lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaliyah looks like a free spirit. The guy she's with mm-hmm. looks very much like her vibe. You know?
Yeah, honestly, you know, remember I said that last time you and I talked about this? Well, in the group we were discussing, I said, I think she's dodged the bullet. So I wasn't even heartbroken when it didn't work out with her and Uche in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
But when you said that the seems to have gotten back together, I was like, well, good for her. Maybe that's what she wants. But honestly, it's probably just a crush and infatuation.
Yes.
I don't think Uche is good for her in that way. He doesn't seem to get her.
Yes, yes. He would probably crush her spirit if he's not careful.
Yeah.
Because that scene where she had confessed and he was hitting her with word after word.
He was hitting.
She was just visibly she kept deflating. I was like, nah.
That was so awful of him. Meanwhile, Lydia then comes to say that he too apparently cheated on her.
So, it turns out they were not officially in a relationship. And
this is a Rachel and Ross thing. They were on a break.
No, apparently they were dating and seeing other people, but
the whole time
she caught feelings. Mm-hmm. They were. He said it in his IG. He actually has it all up in like highlights.
The highlights.
Page. I'll send it to you.
Sure.
So
he says they were kind of not official the whole time.
Exactly. And she
I don't believe
feelings.
When a man says we're not official, I don't believe him. He has done something by his character and his attitude to give her the impression that they're official, but he has never used the words. And now he's gaslighting her by saying, I never asked you out. It's such a typical man thing, you know?
Yeah. A lot of guys do that to eat their cake and have it.
Exactly.
But then
so that he can always,
constantly...
because, and he's a lawyer, I know. He'll do use a loophole of, but I never categorically
you know your
asked you out. I know my people. And he's right. He didn't use the words. But if by your conduct, we have formed a relationship that therefore I relied on to think that we're in a relationship, you cannot now use a loophole to say, but I never said the words. Like, aha, you know? Loophole, I never said the words. So everything is fine. And I just gaslighting the girl. That's probably what it was. So she must, now she seems like she's crazy. By acting like his girlfriend.
Yes.
When he's never asked her out.
Yeah.
Such a dick move.
Yeah. It's very true. But I'm wondering why when he brought it up about her, stalking his female friends, even that one cried. Anyway, his female friends on IG, why didn't she call him out and say, well, you cheated on me? But this also points
face.
It points to what you were saying, that they gaslight you to the point that you start to question
it, yes.
Whether you
that's
have
the
right.
That's why she was saying, right. You know, she said, do you want me to say what actually happened? But she doesn't actually say it until she goes into her confessional. Because I guess in a way, she's afraid to confront him with it because she's afraid of what his response will be.
Yes, he will respond in a way that will make her look crazy or make her doubt herself.
Yeah, he had already started building that narrative. From the time he spoke to Aaliyah, he had been building the narrative that Lydia is crazy. And it's such a typical, it's a thing they do to women. Yes, some women may actually be a little bit unhinged, but they surely can't all be unhinged.
No. That's true. Phew, I guess sometimes, you are so keen on people having a happily ever after that you blind yourself
to
the red flags.
That's romantics. That's our problem.
Charlie. Because I realized that since I saw that Aaliyah has got her happily ever after, I'm completely okay with the fact that she and Uche didn't work out. So it wasn't about him per se, but about the
I loved her
character and I really wanted her to find the kind
she's such
of
a sweetheart.
Yeah. Yeah. And she followed her instincts in the end, so I'm happy for her.
I know. Good for her. Mm. It's kind of like reading a book, right? When the author starts and makes you think this is the main male character.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time you're reading, you're like, okay, he seems like he's fine. He's okay, but why am I getting a vibe of this character? I don't know if he's good for the female character. You know who does that a lot?
Adeswa does McFarlane. That too.
Oh, Adeswa does that too.
You realize most which book of do you think books, she had there's in? Always more than one love interest.
Potential, that's true. And you can almost excuse the bad person, or the, in quotes, bad person, mm-hmm. because she almost gives him some small redeeming qualities.
Yes. Whatever it is, for like, example.
Okay, it could work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought...
Honestly, if she had agreed to go back to her husband, I would not have been mad, because mm-hmm. it was like, he was trying.
Yes, yes. Hey, this one keeps you wondering. Like, because in that one, Finn had three love interests.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're so right. The Qatari man. Is he Qatari?
Half Nigerian, half...
Oman or something, Oman. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was her husband, and then there was Goriola.
Is it Goriola? Is that his name?
Goriola, yes, the pilot.
Yeah, yeah.
Her childhood frenemy.
Childhood, Charlie. You're right. Yeah, and that's also another thing I've also noticed with Vary McFarlane, your Scottish babe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Often you cannot tell. I think one of my reviews of a book of hers I read last year or 2 years ago, that's what I said, that you can't see where the main male character is going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent book I read of hers, they were a group of friends. And so it's a group of, like, I think three women and three men.
Mm.
Who are, like, you know, their friend, a friend group, they went on holiday to some lake house, and things are, you know, occurring. And the whole time, the main girl has a boyfriend, but her relationship with one of her other male friends was so cute. I was like, wait, what's happening? Is she going to cheat? Plus, one of the female friends had a crush on the other male friend that she had a cute relationship with. So I was like, there's no way this is going to be the main male character, because then the girl's friend will be heartbroken.
Yeah.
Tell me why that's exactly where she went. But she did it so well that...
No wonder you love her.
It just made sense.
This is the kind of pain you like. I do. Me, I don't call it angst anymore. Yes, I call it pain.
But it was cute. Like, everybody was... It was decent. There was no hard feelings. Everybody was happy, but it took you so long to accept that, okay, this is the main male character, this mm-hmm. is the main female character, okay, I get it. And almost like, okay, the other guy is not so bad, the boyfriend, he's not great, but, you know, it's not so bad. Mm-hmm. Then you have to accept towards the end that, there's somebody better.
Mm-hmm.
This book I'm talking about is Between Us, Vary McFarlane.
Huh, I think I was just looking at it online if you insist. When I was window shopping. What did you say? You're going to reread.
Because you just insisted. You know I don't like to say no to you when you force me to read books again.
You don't even have arms anymore, right? You don't have... We've twisted your arms. You don't have arms.
You keep twisting my arms.
Hey! Boy, yeah. Anyway, so...
You need to read a Vary. I know you couldn't finish the first one.
So you said this one is what?
Between Us, I think it's her newest one.
Did I see it on book outlets? My favorite pastime.
You must have.
Window shopping online.
Window shopping
online. Dumping. I have like 39 books in the cart with no intention of checking out. Hey, one can dream, eh?
Charlie.
So, okay, so what are we reading? I was looking at my Kindle library. So, funny thing. Lip Gloss Mafia has this her book community page is something bookish, and she's doing a photo challenge. And mm-hmm. initially I wanted to take part, and then that thing started and I realized now all my books are ebooks.
Aww, I'm so proud of you.
Transformation complete.
It's complete. Welcome to the other side.
I'm like, wow. a couple of years ago, I would have sworn never. Look, you never say never in this life. Oh.
So yeah, girl.
Of course, you can be creative about how you do ebooks for photo challenges, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. I feel like I've just been lazy. Maybe on the last day, I'll just dump everything. Anyway, so like it just made me realize how I've evolved, how my reading has evolved, you know? Interesting. So, and also,
so what are you reading this time?
That is always the question, eh? I realized that I can't remember which book I finished, and then all of a sudden it's like I wasn't in a reading slump per se, but like I couldn't settle on one book. And so
this is exactly how I'm feeling. I know what you mean.
I don't know if it's the season, I don't know. But you know, I was reading Bad Guy, but I paused at 45% because I couldn't handle the heat.
Oh my goodness.
I couldn't handle the heat, so I paused. And then I went on TikTok to ask for book recs for a slow burn black romance. And people gave me quite a number of recommendations. And one of them was by A.E. Valdez. She herself recommended it. All I've Wanted, All I've Needed. It's really cool. It's really sweet. And it starts off more like a young woman who's trying to find herself after having been, you know, after having most of her identity be her as, you know, the girlfriend of, I think, a baseball player. Mm-hmm. And they grew up together. So they've been friends, childhood friends, and then they started dating. But I also, actually, before that, somebody posted a book, a number of books by this author, Robbie Renee. She's also a black author. Mm-hmm. Now, tell me why the black first author. Recommendation is a forbidden romance. Title is Somebody's Wife.
Oh, my gosh.
So every time, like every page I turn, I'm nervous.
You're dreading it.
And then I've reached 33% and I've stopped. It's giving Before I Let Go vibes, but in this case, the husband is being very messy, and another man has come into his wife's life, and they are very attracted to each other, and you know, they are tiptoeing around each other, and her husband is being very messy, and then it all blows up, and
they're still married, right?
Yes, that's why I had to stop.
She should make sure they don't cross the cheating line. That's all I'll ask.
Sis, they crossed it.
Oh, no.
And this is just like soul ties that I got people to read. And I got stuck on like 40%.
Wow. I realized you're like that.
I can't do it. I can't do this one. I can't
do
it.
Yeah, if they're cheating, I can't get on board no matter how cute or angsty it is.
Yeah. Like, you know how in Whatever It Takes, Goriola was so respectful of Fien's relationship. Even Rahim.
Yeah,
like,
even
he never tried to do anything. And so I feel like when it's like that, I can handle it, but not when they cross the line.
Exactly.
So anyway, I couldn't finish that and I moved on to All I've Wanted, All I've Needed. And I paused it because I realized that, no, I'm not really in the mood for this, but I can enjoy it at another time. So I paused. Mm-hmm. And then I saw Kimberly Lemming's post. Like, she posted some cover art from her books. And I realized that there was one I hadn't, either I had forgotten about, or I think maybe I had forgotten about it. And this is Mistletoe. And it's I think it's more like a novelette or novella. Yeah. It's so cute. I finished it. Like, I woke up around midnight and finished it at 2 a.m. It's so good.
Maybe that's what I need then. That's something short.
Yes. It's
because I'm also struggling with like starting and stopping. Mm-hmm. I think I read Beth O'Leary's newest book early this week, The Wake Up Call. And that's been the only book I finished so far this month. I know we're only 5 days in, but, you know, by now I should have read like 3 books at least.
For you, yes, for you. That is slow.
Exactly.
So I finished that, and today I started Morgan. So I was going to read. I saw that she had like a fall book. And I was like, well, Ghana, we don't have fall, but I was like, okay, it's October.
It's October.
So that one is The Fall of Bradley Reed. And I realized the third in the Revenge series. And I never read Cruel Summer, so I decided to start Cruel Summer. You know, the interesting thing is on the book cover, the legs are brown legs. And I remember that one of the friends was black, I think, from Tis the Season for Revenge. So I also wanted to read it and see how she will characterize a person of color.
The black person. But to be fair, the first one, Tis the Season, the guy was he not Hispanic?
Yes, he was Hispanic. I think she does a lot of interracial relationships.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize. Okay, so I did realize. I started reading Morgan Elizabeth's book this morning as well. And I realized that even though she said the Fall of Bradley Reed.
Okay.
That even though she says it's standalone, there are references that I'm missing.
Yeah, so there were references. Like,
for example,
the previous book.
Is it Cruel Summer? Is it the one between Cammy and this girl's dad?
Yes.
Okay, they should have a cute relationship.
So I paused and decided that I'm going to read that one first. And Morgan Elizabeth's writing is so, like, it flows so well. Like, her books are page-turners. You don't struggle to, it doesn't start off slow. Like, it doesn't take you into the action immediately, but the way she writes is like, you're hanging out with your own friends. And,
yeah, that's true.
So, I'm enjoying it. So I think
maybe I should go to Cruel Summer as well. Slump.
Yeah, I think you should. I think you should.
Because I could tell that the references she kept making to Cammy and the dad, it was like almost like I should know.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm gonna have to go back.
Yeah.
Maybe I will. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, maybe I'll bring you out of my slump slash whatever it is this is.
Yeah. It's been weird. But, so currently that's what you're also reading, eh?
Yeah, that's what I'm also reading.
Okay.
Let me think. I also started and stopped. There's this academic romance that I mentioned earlier this season to you. I think it's called Academically Yours. I forget the name of the author. I forget. I'll have to check. I started reading that, and it's dual POV. So that's my problem with Morgan Elizabeth's book. It's not dual POV.
Yeah.
That always makes it tougher for me. I want to hear the man's side. So I think that's probably what's also keeping me a little, you know, it's not getting me straight into it because I'm not hearing the man's side.
Yeah.
But with this Academically Yours, the man's POV feels too suspiciously like a woman.
you know
what I mean? She sounds like a woman.
It's a thin line because
So I'm struggling small to believe that, you know, this is how the man actually talks.
Okay. I see.
Well, we should ask people how they feel about NYC before I jump down somebody else's throat.
Honestly, so... Okay. No, I won't give any insider knowledge. You have to pay us to...
I was about to say something. There'll be an exclusive event.
Yeah.
Where we'll talk about all things Kelly Willie Connection.
Yes. So I'll ask you this after the recording. But anyway, I said we're going to talk about book talk drama.
This past week. You're the one that's plugged in.
Like, I felt so stressed and tired, especially TikTok. You open it and, hey, like, oh, man. So the first one is that author, Liz Tom Ford. a white woman
the Mile High drama.
Yeah, having an... And you know the painful thing? She didn't write them as black initially. Even when you read the descriptions now, it's quite ambiguous. You can tell that they are people of color, but I don't know. I mean...
Not sure which color.
Yeah, I didn't... I mean, I just read, like, the beginning to see how she described them, to see whether she did a good job, and then I DNF'd, but... I mean, it's just unfair how... And you know what I saw? One of my favorite writers, Dorothy Kumsen, she actually commented on a post that Black Romance Corner, so was the one who brought this book to everyone's attention in January when it came out, about how awful it is, the audacity, the caucasity of a white woman. And the painful, what makes it worse is that this author has blocked everybody who has called her out. Meaning, you know what you're doing is not good. You know?
That's true. And I'm sure her publishers have told her not to engage too.
Yeah. But so Dorothy Kumsen was saying that if publishers realize that people will buy black romance books from white authors,
True.
What will they do with black writers? They won't need any black writers anymore. Yeah. And this is what people don't realize. So I hope the drama gets traction so that, you know, no other author will think they have the guts to do this again.
They have the exactly.
Anyway, so the next drama was someone posted about Demon's Dream. You remember we had the discussion with the author?
Oh, yeah, our girl.
Which was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And she was trying to be catchy or quirky about it, but she compared the cover to a club flyer. And the way she said it made it come across as quite derogatory. And Robin, on Sometimes Robin Reads, called her out on it. And... It's like there were two sides, like there was a war back and forth. People defending the original poster and people, you know, fighting back and all that. But today I saw that the original poster put up an apology video saying that she didn't intend harm. But you know the good thing that has come out of all this? Demon's Dream has become very popular on BookTok. I mean, it was already big.
Did the author say anything at all?
No. But apparently, according to Sometimes Robin Reads, the author DM'd her to thank her for standing up for her.
Aww.
So I thought that was sweet. Yeah. But, I mean, I think she's going to make some major sales. So I'm happy about that for her.
Good for her. Honestly. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing like bad PR, right?
Yeah. And then the final one was about another author who boldly proclaimed that she had used AI by herself to make her cover art for her book. And people were fighting her, saying that, you know, when you use AI to make your cover art, AI steals from artists. And so, you know, I don't understand this, a lot of the AI controversy. I've been a bit reticent about it because I don't fully understand it. But, you know, people were very vehement in their disapproval of this. And she was very, what's the word?
Unmoved,
yeah. And so it's like there were two factions again. Ish, crazy week.
Book talk is very dramatic for a group of women that just read books.
Honestly, like it shocks me. And then somebody also posted, why is there so much drama? We just came for book wrecks.
Honestly.
We just want to read.
But honestly, tell me what book is good and let me go and read it.
I mean, when people do things that press buttons, that is what happens. So
I know, right? But I don't mind. I actually don't mind the book drama. I like to follow it and just kind of like gasp and what is book doing. And I'm always telling my husband about it. I'm like, come and listen to the book drama happening. I told him about Liz Tom Ford and he was appalled. Like, yeah, Charlie, can you believe it? Like, they are publishing a white author who has written an interracial romance. Like, I have got some tea for
you. You mean black romance? If it was interracial, black nobody romance. Would mind.
Ah, it's fully black.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's presenting it that way. Anyway.
It's the audacity, the caucasity.
The caucasity of it all.
Oh well, I hope next week there's more drama. I live for this drama.
When some of us are exhausted, you is because you don't post, you don't live there, so you don't feel it.
I don't live there. I just wait for you to bring me the drama.
Oh boy, yeah. I guess we have come to the end. I'm sure people will cry and say, hey, after getting us used 1 hour, you've gone back to 30
one
minutes.
1 hour? No, I've worked 35 minutes. It was a fluke, yes. This is our final form.
But if we post this Friday, 6th October, we have an IG Live with Adesua Omano Kedi at 7 p.m. GMT on Two Hearts in a Pod on Instagram. So tune in if you hear this before then. If you don't hear it before, you can go and watch the
video.
There's
probably a recording on our page, so go and watch it.
Yeah.
Leave us a comment. Let us know how you feel and things. And read some Adesua books. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Catch you on the next episode.
Bye. Spiking.